Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 23rd, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw crude oil continuous charts, and we'll see L/S lead the way to the upside, up over 1%, followed by the S&P equal weight and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 17 basis points and 5 basis points, respectively. The remainder of the indices we follow on the video were in negative territory, led to the downside by gold, down 2.45%, along with the NASDAQ composite down 1.26%. It is interesting to note that while we saw some of these U.S. equity indices finish in negative territory, we did see a lot of them move to new all-time highs intraday. And first and foremost being the S&P 500, symbol SPX, it rallied up to 4740. We also saw the NASDAQ composite rally up to new all-time highs, along with the Russell 1000 rally up to new all-time highs as well. We did see the Dow Jones Industrial Average reverse back into a column of X's, but we've continued to see the Russell 2000. Pardon me. We've continued to see the Russell 2000 continue to trade lower in its current column of O's at this time. So seeing some U.S. equity indices move to new all-time highs while others continue to trade below their all-time highs. In the case of the gold continuous chart, when we come over and take a look at that this morning, we did see that with yesterday's action, it reversed down into a column of O's pretty significantly and fell down to 1810 after it had rallied up to 1870 with near-term action. So we saw equities moving to new all-time highs, the inflation hedge back off quite a bit in terms of gold, and now sits at that 1810 level. Still remains on a buy signal at the moment, but this is a pretty significant and notable pullback on the chart for gold. When we take a look at indicators this morning, we did see a couple notable indicator reversals with last night's action. The first being the bullish percent for the NYSE universe, symbol caret BP NYSE. It reversed down into a column of O's at 58%. Still remains in confirmed status. This is technically would be bull alert status. Bull correction status, because it's still given this buy signal, but still sits at 58%. At this moment, a move below 50% would be the notable move on this particular bullish percent indicator, or really any of the bullish percent indicators. A fall below 50% is notable because we are seeing a majority of the universe give sell signals versus giving buy signals. So we're seeing less participation upside. I mean, majority of the universe showing less upside participation. We also saw the bullish percent for the NASDAQ 100 reversed down to a column of O's as well. It had reached up to 70% and now sits at 62%, suggesting that 62% of stocks in the NDX are trading on point and figure buy signals at this time. So with that piece in mind, we wanted to take a look at some stocks here. These are by no means ones that you have to verbatim follow what we're saying on it. These are meant to be examples of what you may be looking for, especially since we've now seen the bullish percent reverse down into a column of O's. And really, it's assessing, do I look to trim or step away on a position, or do I maybe look to hold here? And that's how do you assess charts with sell signals, and what do you take from the additional information you can gather on the chart? The first example we'll take a look at is Charter Communications. Still remains a 3-for-5-er, but since reaching a peak at 816 in August, we've seen it generally trade lower, making a series of higher or lower tops, also giving two consecutive sell signals, a third potential one at 656 here. It's also violated its bullish support line, and with action in the latter part of last month, violated pretty significant support there from May and June of earlier this year and moved down to levels we hadn't seen since April of this year. So notable breakdown here that we've seen over the past 2 months, really. While Charter still remains a high attribute name, this is one that, since it's violated the trend line, given a couple of consecutive sell signals and violated support, long-term holders may look to trim. If you're a very near-term holder, i.e. you've gotten in the past couple of months, you may look to just go ahead and step away here. But with this breakdown, long-term holders may look to lighten up on the position at the moment. The next one we'll take a look at in a similar vein is going to be T-Mobile US Incorporated, TMUS. It returned to a brief buy signal earlier this month after it traded lower for pretty much from really July through October, and now returns to a buy and returned to a buy signal at 124, but has now fallen back to a sell signal. Breaking this triple bottom could even be considered a spread quadruple bottom, but violating support that dates back originally to February of this year, and also taking out that trend line, so it dropped it to a 2 for 5. This point, it's not a technically sound stock. Again, similar to Charter, it's violated a key level of support and also taken out the bullish support line. So long-term holders may look to begin to trim or even step away here, while short-term holders at the moment, you may look to mitigate losses that you've already taken in by holding the position. The next two positions we'll take a look at are going to be more holds, if you will, if you've had them for quite some time. The first one being eBay. Technically, it still remains on a sell signal when it broke this double bottom here at 73. It is testing the trend line here. It's done it on two prior occasions, but has yet to really break down per se. So, and it still remains a 4 for 5 at the moment. If it were to break down and violate the bullish support line, as long with moving below the support here at 69, then the story might start to change. But at the moment, even though this one is on a sell signal, the support levels are still remaining intact, and this is one that we would probably hold on at the moment because it still maintains that high attribute rating. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Intuitive Surgical, symbol ISRG. This, along with eBay, is one that we would probably look to hold at this time, even though it technically is on a sales signal. It's a 4 for 5, ranks well in the top quartile or even quintile of the healthcare sector matrix. Broke a double bottom with yesterday's action at 348, fell down to 344. At this point, nothing too alarming. It's a little bit of an exhale after it rallied up to, what was a new all-time high at 368. So seeing a little bit of an exhale out of this one, given its first sell signal. At this point, again, we would continue to hold because it still has nice support here at 324 and 328, those pullbacks for October. And then from there at 312, the bullish support line. So Intuitive is another one that we would look to hold along with eBay, while assessing stocks like T-Mobile and Charter Communications would one we would maybe look to trim or step away from. But as always, if you have any particular questions about a position you may be holding, or just any questions about the video, anything we discuss on the video, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.